Hi, Gail.
Now where's the camera? There we are. Whoops. Come on. Well, okay, it's just slow. There we are.
You are.
What I thought I was clicking on the message from you, and apparently it was not. So
Wow. So
I
you were
just shut the
in,
computer down. I just shut the computer down.
it was in Messenger where that happened, or in Facebook?
Well, on the computer, on my desktop, I have to go into Facebook to get to Messenger. It's not a separate program. Actually, but on the tablet, Messenger is its own thing. So
Isn't
I
that
guess I should
weird?
try to get on Facebook later and see if it's real. If it's anyway, I'm assuming it's a scam. And after we get done, I'll get a hold of my tech guy.
Okay. I've clicked on a couple of things in Facebook that were not good things to click on. They
Yeah, it's easy to
were,
do.
yeah, they were ads, and that was disappointing. But what are you going to do? You know, learn not to click on anything in
Yeah,
Facebook.
but there's stuff that you really want to see.
Yeah. Well, I think I've even had it happen in YouTube, because when I'm on the computer, on the right-hand side, YouTube will have all these different things you can look at, and the top one is an ad. So, yeah, learn don't do that either. So, how are you doing today, other than a little stressed over that?
Oh, I'm having to reschedule a bunch of appointments. So I had a diabetes education appointment scheduled, but it was for remote, and they don't know, right? And Medicare won't approve remote visits until the budget gets passed because the authorization for it expired. So I had to reschedule that for an in-person appointment, and it was just really complicated. I couldn't get in until January, but it's if I have to go in personally, at least it's a fairly close clinic, so that's good.
Well, if it's scheduled for January, and when they bring everything back together, then you can reschedule it for
Right, and they
remote,
said
right?
they can schedule it earlier if it's remote. So,
Okay.
and then I had made an appointment for my Medicare wellness visit next week, and that calendar that I carry in my purse was not updated, and I maybe I didn't have the visit on the calendar here. Anyway, we've scheduled our angel reading that morning or that day. So I'm just going to reschedule the Medicare wellness visit.
Okay. Well, if you need to keep that, we can reschedule. It's, whatever you need to do.
I'm trying not to complicate this was the time I was supposed to be focusing on my life and catching up with things, and it's turning out to be busier than ever. So
Oh,
I'm
no.
extending it through Christmas, the time that I'm going to try to claim.
Good for you. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to hear that for you.
So, and people are pick William Sweetie, people are picking up on taking things off my plate. So I've had to ask directly, which is what I should have done a long time ago, but at least they're saying yes, so.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay. So something I wanted to ask you about. When you went on your retreat, I don't know why, but I angelic conversation, I suppose. You had mentioned issues with the thyroid, right? With your thyroid, that are you on some kind of medication for
Yes,
thyroid?
I am.
Okay. And I was talking with the angels about it. And the thyroid is in the throat where we do our speaking. And I was wondering, when you and yesterday we kind of touched on it a little bit. When you were a child, it was safer to not be seen and not to speak and not to express your needs. Is that correct?
To some extent, I,
In the
yeah,
most stressful, in the
to
most
some
stressful
extent.
area of your life, it wasn't safe to speak up. Okay. So with that information, even now, you just mentioned that you have now asked people to help and to take on some responsibilities that you had, and they're saying yes, but it was because you voiced asking them. And in the military, we do what we're told. It's not a lot of you hear the order and then you question the order and you discuss it. It's the order gets given and you pretty much have to do that, right?
Well, if it's like a staff assignment, you do discuss it because you want to make sure you understand all the nuances. And then presumably, like when I in my last job, I had staff I could delegate to.
Okay,
We
but I
knew we
mean,
had to get the mission done, but I didn't have to do it all personally.
I just meant like if you were in agreement of it. Okay, well, and that's fair. Okay.
But
So if
yeah,
you,
pretty much you carry out your directives.
so
Somebody
if you,
assigns you a task, you do it.
so if you look back at your life, at the times that it was safe for you to speak, that was obviously with Michael. It was safe to speak with him. Your fam your sister, not your brother, but your brother now, it's safe to speak with him. But looking at the times that it wasn't safe to speak, do you feel anything in your body? And you may not, you know, it might be better to look at that at a time that you have some a moment of stillness. To look back at those times in your life when it wasn't safe to speak, but to recognize, do I feel anything in my body when I think of this time? So if you feel resistance in your body with regard to, okay, let's just go back to, well, your brother. So if you go back to a time where you had an incident with your brother, and it wasn't safe for you to speak. When you think about that time, do you feel any emotional charge from that?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I think that that's important, that emotional charge right there.
Yeah,
Because
obviously, I need to work on forgiving that situation.
and infusing that with love may be all it takes because you've worked on that for so long. It's a transformation of the energy. It's a healing of the energy, you know, you know, whatever he was doing or saying or be how he was behaving was not okay. So bring some acceptance in that. And that will help with the healing of those feelings. That, you know, I accept that he behaved like this, not that you're in agreement with it, but this is what happened. And when we accept it transforms that energy. You know, it stops that internal battle of I don't like this. It wasn't okay. And go ahead.
The reaction has shifted, though, from reliving the feelings to that was not okay. And so there's charge with that, but
And
not that's a, so that's a shift.
okay, well, and why don't when you think of those things, then say that out loud. Just that was not okay. And maybe follow that up with, but it's not going to control me anymore. Those feelings are not going to control me. So I infuse all of this whole experience with love, with, you know, with your angels helping you to heal and forgive. You know, we have to be free of the pain of situations. We do have to forgive, but it's a healing of the energy. You know, I think I even myself, I get hung up on that word forgive because, you know, our human brain goes to, well, that means what they did was okay, but it
And it's
wasn't
not.
okay.
It's
So,
and that's not it.
right. That's not it. That's not it at all. It's just for, it's transforming the emotions into a healing state, a healed state. So looking back at, what are some other experiences where you felt like you couldn't speak?
I was with a very controlling boyfriend my senior year in high school.
Okay. And so when you think about that, do you feel an emotional charge?
I've kind of walled that off. It was so bad. He was
Okay.
violent.
But it's still there. See, when you wall it off, all that pain is behind the wall.
Now, is it or is have I resolved it? To think about that.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to do that now or do you want to do that later?
I've done quite a bit of work with it. I guess we could look at it now.
Okay, it's up to you. If you want to look at it later, that's okay. But if you want to look at it now, I'm here to support you. You may find when you get in there and take a look at it that there is no emotional charge left because you've healed all of it. Or there may just be a little bit, or, you know.
Or maybe it's all there and I've just blocked it off. Let's look at it another time.
Okay. But we want to, let's see. Let me write that down.
But in the meantime, as it crosses my mind, I'll think about it.
Okay. Okay. What about another time?
Where I didn't feel safe, or where I didn't feel like I could speak.
Yeah, you didn't feel safe to be able to speak.
So in the rebound I had after my first husband, I wasn't, that was when I started therapy. I wasn't aware that I was giving away all my power. And I was like trying to fit into his vision of what I could be. And that took a, you know, that was the beginning of my journey of recovery of I went into therapy. I was reading all kinds of like Louise Hay books and realized, I think that might have been when I had the blinding, I went away to the school. I think that was when I went away to the school and I discovered the adult children of alcoholics thing, and that explained so much about my mother and my relationships because the guys I attracted were adult children of alcoholics, and what and that comes with a whole bunch of things that you need to be aware of, and Michael was, but he had done an incredible amount of work over it.
Okay.
So I have accepted, you know, that I signed on for it because it was better than what I was having, and I was excited about the possibility of growth where I was, that was not an option in the first marriage. And I joined the army. I followed what he envisioned for me for a while, and then I began to realize that was going to hold me back, and that he really wasn't good for me, and stayed in therapy.
Okay. So when you think back to the relationship with him, there's no emotional charge there anymore?
Think so. And he contacted me out of the blue, on Facebook through Messenger. And it was like, part of me was like, oh, well, the kind thing to do is answer, and no, the right thing to do is ignore him.
So when you saw it, when you saw that message from him, did you feel anything?
Nah.
Okay, awesome.
Just kind of sorry that he felt like he needed to reach out, but that could have been manipulating too, because he was a good manipulator.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So if when you look back at any other things, where, oh, well,
Oh, my job at Fort Lewis. Oh.
nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you think about that, and you couldn't speak up, what do you feel in your body?
Well, again, I have done an incredible amount of work on that, and insights are still hitting me. That how dysfunctional that whole command was, because the good old boys conspired, maybe not deliberately, but it was just the good old boy network to make it all I was wrong and not the situation. And there was one guy, who happened to be black, who came in, and he was the only person that stood up for me. But he knew, because of what he'd been through, what I was going through. And he actually, I may have told you this story. He made full colonel a few years later, and I had just been assignments manager for the National Capital Region at the Pentagon, and I worked with the woman who managed the colonels. And so I called him up to congratulate him and said, if you want me to review your packet that you send in, I'll be glad to. And he went on to tell me that my courage in that situation was a shining light for him,
Oh,
and
wow.
that he really appreciated it and was proud of me for doing. Holding up like I did, because he knew how hard it was. And that was just like, well, I'm glad I made a difference for him, because he sure made a difference for me. But he watched, it was just relentless harassment.
Wow. And how?
And then, that some of the other colonels, lieutenant colonels, were like, well, get over it. You're too sensitive. No, it's wrong.
Wow. And how long were you there?
18 months. They pulled, my assignments manager pulled me out of there and sent me to the Pentagon.
So when you think back about that time and those men and their behavior, and do you feel an emotional charge still? Is there anything still flickering there, or is it just an experience that was over now?
I think I've got come to resolution. The guy who was harassing me, I went to the Pentagon and he went to Bosnia.
Well, there you go. Karma's a bitch,
That was kind of satisfying.
incredibly healing.
Yeah.
Is
And
what it is.
I made a complaint through the Department of the Army Inspector General's office, and they substantiated it. And they said it was wrong. They did not do it right. So that was very satisfying.
Now, were you attorney general in some division? How does that all work?
No, I wasn't attorney general. I was adjutant general, which is personnel.
Oh, okay.
Personnel and admin.
Oh, okay.
And then inspector general was my last assignment.
Inspector General.
Yeah.
And
Adjutant general was my branch, and then inspector general was my last assignment.
Oh,
And
okay.
that's you're the eyes, ears, and conscience of the commanding general.
Oh.
So you're a combination of help desk for when things get stuck in the system, and you investigate complaints, and you're supposed to have your finger on the pulse of what's going on that the commander needs to know about.
Oh, wow. Was that an exciting job?
It was an amazing job. I got there just as 9/11 hit, so we started mobilizing, and it was a very challenging time. But I know I made a huge difference to people because, I had come from the Pentagon, and I knew all the people who were what's the term? Starts with a P. Anyway, that managed the situation. So when somebody needed different things, I knew exactly who to call because I worked with them.
Oh,
So I was able to unsnarl a bunch of things.
Wow.
And a lot of people who had issues, all they really needed was somebody to listen to them and affirm their feelings. And then that was all they needed. But we had the person I replaced basically sat behind the closed door and waited for somebody to contact them. But we went out and inspect. Well, we had visits. We didn't necessarily inspect, but we had visits and checked morale. And we made it clear that we really were there to help. And there hadn't been that kind of energy in that office since World War II.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I just got a chill. They must have been really sad to see you go.
A few of them were happy to see me go, but most of them were very sad.
I know which ones were not happy.
What I really felt good about is as I left the different jobs, people that I wasn't particularly fond of still really appreciated me and were sorry that I was leaving. And I really worked hard on not letting them know I wasn't fond of them. I was always professional and kind, but that, it was just like, wow, I didn't know you had it in you. And when I left my first assignment, I was there almost 6 years. The command sergeant major said some of the heart is leaving the division headquarters.
Wow.
So I know I made a difference in my career. There was no doubt about that. And that goes a long way.
Okay, well, I just felt this whoosh of love come in. Did you feel that? Did you feel it?
No. You think it was Michael?
Yes, he's like, that's my girl.
Aww.
Wow. I don't want to sob, but boy, I want to sob. I can't do that. I got somebody coming to look at the heater later.
Oh.
Okay. Well, so how long were you actually at the Pentagon?
4.5 years.
Oh, wow, you were there a long time. Did you live close or did you have to travel to work?
We were just outside the Beltway, so about a half an hour, depending on traffic, 20 minutes if there was no traffic.
Wow, that's close.
And I was in carpools most of the time. Michael
Oh,
drove
okay.
me the first couple years. One of the roads in was a two-person carpool. So he drove me in and picked me up, and then I got in a carpool. And I five 95 carpool lane was three, so they were glad to have me to be the third person. So,
Okay. Did he retire before you did?
yeah, he retired about the time I got there. Six
Oh.
months. Let's see. I got there in February, and he retired the 1st of October.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did he work at the Pentagon at that time too, before he
No,
retired?
he did a he did a special tour to sit on a promotion board, but that was all he did. He was can't remember. I think he was still in the division. He had been battalion commander when we left, and it was awkward for them that he pulled out on short notice, but he had told them all along if I got orders, he was leaving. So he, you know, they were going through transition, and he was gonna re they had a buyout where he got severance pay, and they were gonna transfer him midsummer, and then this position came up the promotion board tour, so they extended him till the end of September.
Okay.
But he did get a severance package. It was a drawdown time. And
What
there
does
were
that
too many the they were drawing down the size of the army, and there were too many lieutenant colonels, so they were offering early retirement severance
Oh.
packages. So that's what he did.
Okay.
His position was excess. But he had 33 years in.
Wow. And he spent a lot of time on like a battlefield, right? Or sometime.
Yeah, he spent some time on a battlefield. And then he went on missions with special forces that were weird. I don't know if he was actually in combat or just advising, but you know, he was on several of those too.
It's hard to imagine, when we're sitting in our safe little house, what they all go through.
Yeah.
Okay, so
But yeah, he had two Purple Hearts.
hey, evidently I have a needy child here.
Or he knows we're emotional.
And hopefully he's not going to cry about that hedgehog he just dropped.
Hi, sweetie.
So when it comes to so then let's kind of fast forward to the church and the pastor that you had that was very frustrating and all those things that happened. And
Yeah, there's still some charge around her.
okay. Okay. Well, she's gone though, right? She's
Yes, she is gone.
gone. So the charge that you feel where she's concerned, because that would have had to been very difficult, especially knowing the things you do about how the world really works to keep everybody safe, and then to see someone behave the way you've had to watch people behave, it's got to be really hard to do that. So when you look at that energy and that and those feelings that are there, do you feel like you can accept that that's what was and that even though her behavior, was ridiculous and absurd and whatever else it was, being able to heal those feelings that you feel and release that need to be agitated.
I have been able to release a lot of it.
Okay. If you could take a look at whatever's left, because the more you can let go of those, we stuff things and then we heal them to the degree that we can. And then the more that we heal other parts of ourselves, then there's those old parts that we can heal at a deeper level now because we're at a whole different state of being. So the thing is that whatever's left from the past that's hanging out there with those emotional charges, then next thing you know, we get triggered by something because our higher self knows that we can heal those, but we got to address them. Let's just look at them and take care of them. And when we don't, because we're busy with life, we get triggered. That's the only way we're going to look at it is if something happens to trigger us. So if we can look at it before we get triggered, then we don't have to go through that whole triggering process. So, and I think that's why they brought this up to me about not being able to speak and the thyroid and being able to heal all of those suppressed words and feelings that wanted to come out in words and they couldn't at the time.
What was the connection with the retreat?
That's just when I was talking to the angels about it. That's how long ago it was because I thought, well, I can't talk to her about it this week because she's on her retreat. And then you got COVID and then you weren't quite well enough to talk. So that's when it happened. It didn't really have anything to do with the retreat that I was out walking magic and we were talking. That's when they said, well, let's talk about the thyroid. Like, the thyroid, what's about the thyroid? And then they talk about how we don't speak because something's happened and we don't feel safe. Uh-oh. Do you need to
Let
go
me go
check?
look. Let me look out the window.
Okay.
And that's the throat chakra too.
Yeah. That's what they were trying to help get me to see. And I think at one time you had said they were talking about maybe increasing your medication. Was it? It might have been months ago.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, look at these things and then when you go in and have blood work done again, especially or whatever they do to test the thyroid, it would be
Yeah,
awesome
actually, I need to. I just got the results. I need to look and see what the trend is. If it's up or down, it went up quite a bit in the beginning because I wasn't having any calcium for breakfast, and I asked her if we could increase the dose because I just couldn't get by, and she said, "Well, try going ahead and doing it, and we'll see what happens, and we'll add more if we need it." And it went down, but not far enough to need more. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm at a pretty good stasis on that.
Okay. Well, it ideally, if a person wouldn't need any kind of medication for their bodies to do what it's supposed to do, that'd be ideal for everybody. The pharmaceutical companies would be very unhappy, but oh
They
well.
come up with some other way to make money.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm kind of hoping that. Oh, one of the specialists thought that Mary's gut issues maybe created her acid reflux, and so it would be wonderful if we could cut back or eliminate that medicine.
Oh, wow. Wow. That'd be great. Oh, okay. And when will they check that again?
They just had blood work. Probably six he goes we go back in 6 months and probably we'll be able to tell because she'll have been on a probiotic maintenance all that time.
Is that special food, the probiotic maintenance, or is that
it's
a
a it's a
medication?
capsule.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You have to keep it refrigerated.
Okay, like acidophilus.
Yeah, it's got a whole bunch of different good bacteria for dogs. So I did I told you I think they did a fecal transplant. And that's what it took in turn
Yeah.
pretty much. I'm just so thrilled. She just is so happy to eat. She eats all her food and then she like looks for more.
Yeah.
It checks around, makes sure she didn't drop any.
Magic's food is right next to the this cabinet that's do got doors, big doors, you know, to the floor where I keep my dishes. And he will get to his plate up against the door, and you know, it's like halfway under the door, because he's trying to get something off of it and it's all gone. Yeah, I love it when they love their food. It's always such a relief. So I'm so happy that that's worked out for her. And how has Rachel's treatments been? Has she been seeing really good things with them?
Yeah, she said Mary had a little episode. I think she ate a bunch of grass and she threw it up. And Rachel said, yeah, there was a little blip in her, but it was so anyway, I asked Rachel to move her treatment up a night and she said, yeah, it was a good thing, but everything's fine now. So
Good, good. And she does she do healing work on you as well?
yeah, all three of us once
Okay.
a week.
And how's your healing work doing?
She says I'm making progress. Now I missed the last week. For some reason, emails to me get bounced a lot. And for a long time, she was contacting me through Facebook Messenger, and then her Facebook Messenger died. So, I still haven't gotten an update on that, but and she hasn't answered my question about how earthquake proof the land is, because I think that would have been in the email that got lost. My first email to her got lost, and then I sent it again. So it's crazy. Sometimes they come through on both accounts, and then sometimes they don't come through on either, so
Wow.
it's very frustrating.
I'm wondering if she got the last email that I sent too.
You normally communicate by email?
We are now, since she doesn't have Messenger. I don't like that feeling of being unable to communicate.
Yeah.
I don't like that, but what are you going to do? Best you can, you know. Okay, so since you've had we haven't talked for, you know, about these kinds of things for several weeks. What have you found that's helped you the most with, because yesterday you said something about working to keep your cortisol, that those releases down. So what are you finding works the best?
Being aware of it sooner and then, doing the put my hands on my belly and breathe consciously, or just doing the deep breath and the slow exhale. A number of things, but mainly just being aware of it helps me be able to stop it.
Have you haven't had any kind of like panic attacks or anything like that for, you know, now that all
No.
the church is going better and okay.
Yeah.
Have you been able to journal?
Not much. It just hasn't been. It's funny when things are intense. It's like I'm in two online groups that I like to check in. I haven't checked in on either one of those in quite a while. Church has been requiring a lot of time, and it's like things are going well. I'm not quite sure why. things are requiring so much time. I didn't think they would right now. So, and I'm getting more sensitive to if they don't go on a if the dogs don't go on a walk, and it's too muddy to go outside, they really need stimulation. And for some reason, they don't want to go chase the red dot in the afternoon. They want it right at dinner time. So I have accepted that, and I may stop fixing dinner for 3 or 4 or 5 times while we go chase the red dot. And there's no sense in my getting frustrated. You know, if I'm starving hungry, I can just grab a couple of a small handful of nuts, but it's a need they have. You know, I'm beating my head against the wall thinking it's gonna go away. So,
Wow.
but the other night something happened. I can't remember. And then I just lost it and I was just sobbing because it was just too much. I don't remember what it was. I
Wow.
spilled some I spilled something or they had an accident. I think there was an accident on the carpet.
Oh, okay. Been there, we done that, huh? Mommy
But
loses it.
when I'm just past the point of exhaustion, you know, there I don't have anything left.
Right,
So
right.
I did get to bed at 9:30 last night,
Wow, good for
which
you.
is, like 2 hours earlier than sometime and definitely an hour earlier than most. So I need the sleep. That's part of the problem.
I really want to encourage you and support you to do that. Get more rest. We're making an effort here to do that, and it's going to have to be non-negotiable, especially through the end of the year, I think, you know, with everything that's happening around us. And we're working so hard at elevating our own vibration that, you know, our own internal stuff is coming up and it's being revealed between our conscious effort and the elevation of the global energies. I just think our bodies are not being able to align as well as they need to if we're not getting the rest. I was telling you yesterday about lying down to take that nap and having that acute awareness come in. What made that so wow for me, so exciting, was that I wasn't doing it on purpose. I do that on purpose through meditation, and I achieve that same level. But to not be doing it on purpose and for it to happen, that's what was so extraordinary. You know, I wasn't trying to, and it became a natural progression into the sleep. And that would be lovely, you know, to happen every time I go to sleep. You know, if we can move into that state of, because there's no anxiety, no stress, you know, it's just blissful. It's just a flow of bliss that's remarkable. Are you being able to meditate, do any actual listening to any actual meditations?
Occasionally, but again, I'm not making a regular habit of it. One thing after I saw my doctor, she was like, "Well, you haven't, it's been over a year since you had a refill of your anxiety meds." And the reason she prescribed them was when I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to sleep, I just take a quarter of a pill. And so she put in a new prescription. And so the last couple, if I have to get up and drive in the morning, I don't do that because you're still a little bit foggy. But the last 2 days, I did, and I went right back to sleep, and it was like I needed that. I can sleep later then. So I need to take advantage of it when I need it.
Okay. Something else that you might try. I know sometimes, did you tell me that sometimes when you go to sleep, you're listening to music? Or no?
I like to do that. But all the YouTube channels put ads in them. I guess if I paid for the ad free, it wouldn't. But I'll put on one of those 8 hour things, and then I'll wake up because there's an ad on. So
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. That's startling.
yeah.
That's very
So
startling.
there's, theoretically there's a way to have something play that's going to stop, but I haven't had the bandwidth to, to figure out.
Do you listen on your, are you listening on your tablet? Okay. Is your tablet an iPad or just an Android or
It's an Android.
Android? Okay. I'm sure it works the same way. It's probably got a place for files. Okay. I put my, like my money meditation and the blessing the energy centers and then and the whole, I have 60 minutes of just music, just the music. That's all it is.
Yeah, I have
And
all those in my files.
okay, well, if you turn one of those on, that could, especially if it's a meditation, you know, when you wake up during the night and you can't go back to sleep, to start listening to the meditation and then go into sleep, like the healing one with Jesus would be really good because you know, even if you go to sleep, sorry. Oh my gosh. Can you hear all that music playing?
No.
Okay. It's a sea shanty song, the weatherman. He's singing over
The
there. I thought I turned that off, but evidently I did not. I'm gonna turn it off right now.
I don't quite get what that is. I did find it and I listened to it, but I wasn't able to understand the words very well. Well, in
Oh,
the
okay.
song.
It starts out with there once was a ship that went to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy O.T. And then he talks about it's a whaling ship, and they harpoon a whale, and the whale just takes them and doesn't, they don't capture it. It takes them like weeks, I guess. And I guess that the weller man is someone who brings them food while they're trying to get I don't know. That's the only thing I could figure because the weatherman brings them tea and ale and
I'll have to look it up. That's curious.
we should
I love that kind of trivia.
yeah but anyway that's just a thought to you know the more we listen to like say there's one meditation or one like I'm using the same music on all the meditations.
Yeah, right.
Then once, you know, even if I can be doing whatever and I start getting anxious, then I can think about the music and it takes me back into the meditative state in not that I can't function, but that I elevate out of the
Right.
anxiety. And that could possibly help with the sleep.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt, you know, and especially if you're listening to a healing meditation with Jesus, I mean, he just kind of takes over because you're relaxed. So, anyway, that's a thought.
Yeah, good thought.
Okay. So you have you been able to do much of your crafting with everything
Yes.
that's happening? Okay.
Yes,
Okay.
that is my non-negotiable.
Okay. Very good. Okay, well, if we can bring some meditating stuff into that, you know, being able to be in that meditative state, especially the one of infusing the energy centers with love energy, that all of that is healing. And the more we can do that, and me included, I've started listening to that several times a week to the point of where I'm more motivated to update it. But with Angelia's stuff now, time is a pro time is a concern, you know. But anyway, the more we can heal everything in the body, you know, infusing the cells, the systems, the thyroid, the pineal gland, anything that, all the joints, reikiing ourselves, that helps to build too on what Rachel's doing with you. I think if we would be consistent with that then it starts to really show up in the testing that you have done or the checkups. And the being more, since you're more aware of when the cortisol starts to spike and you're taking action on that immediately, a whole new body in a shorter amount of time. I love that you're speaking to people and asking them to take care of things, and they're saying yes. Taking things off your plate.
And things that we've talked about, my delegating, I'm actually getting rid of. So that's good. I was like, but I still have to mi fix this up before I can turn it over. Well, it's happening. So,
Good, good. Okay. Is there anything else with Unity that I can take off your plate for you?
I know Grace would like us to be doing more of the work you're doing, but I don't think this is the time to worry about that. You're not that expensive. She's not the one who makes the financial decisions, so she's having a little bit of an adjustment after being board chair and making the decisions that I found out that she didn't think I was going to do a good job. She was talking to one of another parish, another person in the congregation, and he went to another person to say, "So what's going on?" And she's like, "Oh." And it was about Grace, not about me. It was her feeling that if she wasn't in charge, it wasn't going to happen. Because anyway, that's hearsay. So Reverend Carey said, just ignore that. You don't listen to something somebody else tells you that someone said. That's hearsay. So,
Well, but
but
th there's
she's having realizations, so.
But when we hear stuff like that, we do have a reaction. And then it's how long are we going to hold on to that reaction? So I'm glad that she supported you to then help move out of the reaction of those what we feel.
My initial reaction was, how unprofessional. You are violating the confidentiality of the board.
Also, who she was talking to wasn't on the board.
No.
Oh, wow.
So that was my initial, not so much that she didn't think I could do the job, because I know I can, but that, and she hasn't had wide enough experience to understand things like that, I think. So anyway, she works for Reverend Carey now, and Reverend Carey is doing the coaching. So
There you go.
that's taken a
Off.
lot of stress off everybody's plate.
Oh, I'm sure it has. Okay. All righty. Well, let's see. And I had a list of things to do for. Oh boy. I had written down, and I got to find the paper that I wrote down some things that you and I discussed to do. And if I have any questions on that, I'll reach back out. But yeah.
The main thing was to change the Prosperity Banks to the second Sunday of the month.
Everything got moved when Angelia came over.
Oh.
And so I just have to locate where I wrote that down, and then I'll go in and take care of that. And I want to get that done today. It's so weird, Gail, how it's like it's Thursday night every other night. I don't have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know where those went. Because all of a sudden it's Thursday again. I don't know that that's a bad thing. It's just really weird how the time is just, all the more reason that not to have any kind of aggravation weighing on us, you know?
I thought I just cleaned these glasses, but they're all smeared up again.
Magic's intently watching everything you're doing.
That true, sweetheart? Are you? Oh, that face.
Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about today that we hadn't already touched on?
I am not thinking of anything.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, I go back and see my counselor for the first time in a while. So we'll see how I'll be reporting on that on Wednesday or
Okay.
Thursday.
Okay.
Hi,
Okay.
sweetie.
Oh, there he goes.
So looking forward to the angel reading next week.
Yeah, me too. It was interesting how you had another appointment today at later today, so we couldn't do it today. And the landlord reached out right after our call yesterday and said that they were sending the heater guy over today. So
Divine order.
yeah, that really worked out. So that was good because I didn't want to have to change my appointments because he was coming. But I already turned the heat up loud enough or high enough that the smoke alarm already went off.
Oh.
So I have that's you shouldn't have to do that. That's just not that's not a good thing. But
Were you trying to do that to have the repairman know what was going on, or
no, I was trying to do it so it wouldn't do it in the middle of the night when I was sleeping. I mean, it's done it every year I've been here. Every year. It has set
oh
this it
man.
has set off the smoke alarm, but which is crazy. It sets them both off. The one up here, and I only have one on this whole floor, is right over the heater vent. So that sucks it right up. If I closed off that vent, it probably wouldn't go off up here. But the other one is right outside the door of the mechanical room, which is that whole open spot of the basement. It's right outside that door, and so it sucks it right up there, and that one goes off downstairs.
You should have one in your bedroom. That's
Well,
code here.
yeah, it's right outside both bedrooms up here. That's where the one is up here. But the guy who came the first time, he was a police officer, but he used to be a fireman, and he said I needed to have one in here too, plus a carbon dioxide detector. I don't have that either. And when I told the landlord, he just had a hissy that no, I did not need that. Okay. I don't know how they can rent a house without it. But
Now, they make combination smoke alarms and CO2 direct detectors, but the CO2 hovers around the floor, so you really need a supplemental. They're not that expensive. I got one for each floor.
We when Jesse and I lived in this townhouse when in Colorado Springs, I would back my car up to the door, and it was on this hill. So I'd back the car up to especially in the wintertime because of the ice trying to get out. But I would start the car. That was when you could still do that without getting a ticket. Start the car to warm it up before. So when I would open the door to go out, all this carbon monoxide would come in the house. And evidently, the detectors, once it gets a level of carbon monoxide, it doesn't go down and it just keeps building. And then we came home one day and the alarm's going off. It's been going off all day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And but nobody was up there. And I called the police, the whatever I called. Anyway, the firemen showed up and they explained what happened and they took care of it all. It wasn't a problem. But yeah, we don't want any of that. So, okay, well, if anything comes up, reach out. But when you can, take a look at those things where you have an emotional charge. And if you need help with clearing those charges out, let me know. And we can work on those things specifically. But anything from yesterday and before, we don't want to take into tomorrow. So, okay, honey, we'll have a lovely afternoon and we'll see you
You
next week.
too. Take
Okay,
care.
sending you love. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.